Signor Crucis, Dominicis Nostri, Leva Nostris Nostra, Domine Patris Filii Spiritus Sancti. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to me this time of prayer, fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, today is the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. It's the climax of the liturgical cycle. And throughout the liturgical year, we've contemplated the great mysteries of Christianity, the incarnation and the birth of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection and glorification, and all of which are manifestations of God's love and mercy towards us. And we reflect upon God's revelation of his own being to us. In the Old Testament, we receive a few prophetic references or kind of hints of the Trinity. The threefold repetition of the angelic praise, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. But the full revelation of the Trinity, Jesus has wanted to reserve for himself. Said in the Gospel of St. John, I have called you my friends, because all things whatsoever I have heard, I have heard of my Father. I have made known to you. Now the all things is precisely the mystery of the Most Blessed Trinity. The reason is that Jesus brings with him the New Testament, which we can call the New Testament of love. Jesus came to reveal to us the mystery of the intimate life of God. He spoke of himself as the Son of God, equal to the Father in all things. He that sees me sees the Father also, because I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. He spoke of the Holy Spirit, without whom we cannot attain eternal life. Because it says again in the Gospel of St. John, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And this kingdom is nothing other than God himself. Union with all three persons. So the reason why St. Paul repeats the words of Isaiah, the eye has not seen, nor has the ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, to conceive of the things that God has prepared for those who love him, is precisely because, as yet, we have not received that blessed vision which enables us to contemplate in all its wonder and splendour the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. So first of all then, we look at the Blessed Trinity. And we adore him and praise him with all our heart and mind. And then we cry out, Lord, that I may see. One of the Psalms says, Vultum tuum, Domine, requiram. Lord, I want to see your face. Because indeed, this in itself is eternal happiness. So it's easy to see why our beloved Father had as his favourite devotion as the Blessed Trinity. Sometimes he would come into the sitting room and perhaps someone would say, Father, what have you been studying? And he would say, the Blessed Trinity, but I'm still no wiser. But then, what a poor sort of God you would have if he could fit inside my poor head, or words similar to that. But seriously, he did say, the measure of the interior life of anyone is the measure in which he or she distinguishes the three different persons of the Blessed Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this, my sisters, is what I think we should try to make a serious effort to do. To try to see each person of the Blessed Trinity in a distinct way. And now we ask, but where is God? Where is the Blessed Trinity? They would say, well, he's in my soul, in grace. Therefore, I should be addressing the Blessed Trinity inside myself. But if I can't understand him, it is in a way tells us that we cannot really grasp the great mystery. And with respect to this, St. Teresa of Jesus, that's St. Teresa of Avila, says, the less of a natural foundation these truths had, the more firmly I held them, and the greater was the devotion inspired in me. I saw I had every reason for praising God. So we see there, this is the faith of a most humble soul in the presence of the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. What is it saying? It's saying that if I can't understand the mystery, and so I have to have access through faith, I have to make an ever greater act of faith to grasp hold of what each person means to me. So in my soul in grace, I have to be addressing each distinct person. So I say, Father, you're my loving Father. You have brought me out of nothing, out of the slime of the earth. I am nothing, I'm worth nothing, and do nothing. I think I might have mentioned earlier on, I wondered where our Father got that. And since I didn't know, I just assumed he'd made it up. But then I opened the Imitation of Christ and I found words in the Imitation which say exactly the same thing. And then I read something from St. John Newton's and he says, I'm nothing, I'm worth nothing, I can do nothing. So we see that in God the Father's eyes, we are just misery and nothingness. And all the love flows from God's own being. O Father, you are my Father. As Jesus, as you, as his Father. And what does Jesus say? Oh Jesus, God the Son, you who have loved me so much, suffering in a terrible way, being scourged, crowned with thorns, abandoned by all your loved ones, except for your mother, and then dying on the cross. You have done that all for me. Why have you done all this for me? Clearly it is for me to turn to you and to love you in return and to follow you. But I have done so very little for you. And what's more, here on earth in the Holy Eucharist, you waited so many hours, so many days, so many years, so many centuries, waiting for me in the tabernacle. I've longed and longed for you, he said in the Last Supper, for me to come to you. Oh Jesus, teach me to treat you as you deserve. To love you in return. Holy Spirit, you have indeed been dwelling in my soul in grace, and I have treated you like a stranger, as our Father says in the way, the great stranger, the great unknown. St. Paul tells us that we must not grieve the Holy Spirit. But so often have I grieved you, Holy Trinity, by ignoring your holy inspirations. But you must help me to respond from now on with all my heart. St. Thomas Aquinas says that the characteristic of friendship is that a friend confides all his secrets to his great friend. And God has unveiled the secrets of his heart and admitted us to the intimacy of his whole life. This shows us the exceedingly great charity with which God has loved us. Our Father, we know, one day was very distressed because when reciting the preaches, he had overlooked the first invocation. So after Serviam, we recite Ad Trinitatem Beatissima, Gratias Tibi Deus, Gratias Tibi, Vera et una Trinitas, una et summa Deitas, Sancta et una Unitas. Our Father was so upset because he had missed out that invocation. So we have to try to make amends. O Eternal Trinity, one God, one in essence and three in persons, you created man to your image, so that by the three powers of his one soul, he would resemble your Trinity and unity. Through this likeness, he is united with you, that is by his memory. He is joined to and resembles the Father, to whom power is attributed. And by his intellect, he resembles and is united to the Son, to whom wisdom is attributed. And by his will, he resembles, becomes one with the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father and the Son, to whom mercy is attributed. O Father, grant that I may unite my memory to you, by always remembering that you are the beginning from which all things proceed. O Son, unite my intellect to yours, grant that I may perfectly judge all things according to the order established by your wisdom. O Holy Trinity, grant that I may unite my will to you by loving perfectly that mercy and love which are the reason for my creation, of every grace given to me without any merit on my part. Almighty Eternal Trinity, may you be thanked for all the love you have shown us in forming and sweetly endowing our soul with its powers, an intellect to know you, a memory to remember you, a will to love above all you of all things. It is reasonable then that knowing you, O infinite goodness, that I would love you. And this love is so strong that neither the devil neither any other creature can take it from me against my will. O eternal Trinity, my sweet love, you who are light, give me light. You who are wisdom, give me wisdom. O supreme fortitude, give me strength. And as Saint Catherine of Siena says, O eternal God, you are the calm ocean where souls dwell and are nourished, and where they rest in the union of love. At the beginning of in the instructions which our father wrote in the 30s and then 1941, then finished off in 1950, after the invocation to the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Father had it all at Santa Maria. It was almost as if he were placing our mother, Mary, alongside the three divine persons. Now when this convert Jew, Roy Schumann, who attributes his conversion to his vision of Our Lady in a dream, he asked Our Lady, as he saw her pictured in this dream vision, what was her favourite title? And she replied, if I remember rightly, Hail Mary, daughter of God the Father. Hail Mary, mother of God the Son. Hail Mary, spouse of God the Holy Spirit. We realize how our mother Mary was so close to the Blessed Trinity. She always had the Holy Trinity dwelling in her soul continually. She was always talking to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. O Mother, you have to teach us also to deal with, to treat with each one of the persons of the Holy and Blessed Trinity. Teach us to love them as you loved each one of the persons. To love the Father as our loving Father. To love the Son as our blessed Saviour. And to love the Holy Spirit as the love of our hearts. Our Lady will listen to our voice if we ask her with humility and sincerity. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. I've left 5 minutes to go for the homily in the Mass.